Cape Canaveral. All he needs is a launching pad.
What's the matter?
I'm not going to spend another night suffering through this kind of torture. I'm growing old before my time.
What time is it?
Don't be funny, John Dickerson.
I'm not being funny, Blanche. I'm sleepy.
Look at me. I've got crow's feet around my eyes. My forehead's all wrinkled and my chin is sagging. I'm beginning to look like an old witch. It's true, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
Why not, John?
I'll be awake for the rest of the night.
Then it is true. You think I look like an old witch.
I didn't say that.
But you think it of me.
I don't think anything of you.
You don't think anything of me is right. You don't even know I exist.
Les, what's the matter with you? Why don't you let me sleep? You know, I have to catch a plane at 7 in the morning.
Then why did you come home so late?
I told you 50 times my car broke down and I had to push it home.
I like this story.
Blanche, what do you want me to say?
If your car broke down, why didn't you call me?
I didn't have a dime.
You did, too. I gave you a quarter this morning. Who'd you take to dinner tonight?
The whole chorus from the Copacabana. That's me, boy, Diamond Jim Bickerson. Don't you let me sleep, Blanche.
I never even thought of calling me. I sat here at 1 o'clock in the morning worrying myself into a stew. What'd you eat?
Stew. Put out the lights, Blanche.
You sure have the answers, don't you, John?
Answers, questions. All I want to do is close my eyes for a couple of hours before I take off.
Sure, get up and run away. Fly all over the country. You don't care about me.
I'm only going overnight. I'll be back on Sunday.
If you cared for me, you wouldn't leave me.
I'm not leaving you. I have to fly to Las Vegas on business, and I'll be gone for about 24 hours.
Well, why can't you take me with you?
Because you don't take a ham sandwich to a banquet.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just wish you'd put out the lights and let me sleep.
Tell the truth. Aren't you sorry you married me just a little bit?
I'm not sorry just a little bit.
You're sorry a whole lot.
I'm not sorry at all.
Do you love me still?
I don't know. I never saw you that way.
There you go again. It's been like this for the whole 8 years of our marriage.
Oh, brother.
At night you won't talk because you're too sleepy. In the morning, you swallow your coffee, kick the cat, and go to work. You never want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me, anyway. I mean a real conversation, John.
Mm-hmm.
You know you haven't actually spoken to me for 3 months.
I know it.
Why is that, John?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
See? And you say I start everything. Can't you say something nice to me once in a while? Must you always dig at me?
Blanche, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care. I try to be sweet and you won't even be civil. Why did you marry me if you can't stand the sight of me?
I can stand the sight of you.
You don't love me?
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I tell you, I do.
Then why don't you say it?
I've said it until I'm blue in the face. I've had records in 7 different languages. I've got your face embroidered on my underwear. I even offered to stamp out John Loves Blanche with a hot branding iron, didn't I? You wouldn't let me do it, would you?
No.
Why not?
Because it was burning my hip.
If you can't stand a little thing, don't keep asking for proof of my love. I'm going to tell you for the last time, Blanche, no man ever felt about a woman the way I do about you.
Honest?
Honest.
Do you really despise me?
You know I do.
What?
I mean, no. Now, you know darn well you deliberately trapped me into that. You stop tormenting me, Blanche.
Go ahead, scream at me and then run out of town. Leave me here to die.
What's the matter now?
I'm sick. I get fainting spells all the time, and the doctor doesn't know what it is. I know I'll never recover.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll recover. You've got a healthy constitution.
I have not.
You have, too. You had pneumonia and you got well. You had the flu and you got well. You had the mumps and you got well. You had 60 diseases and you always got well. I never saw such a healthy woman in all my life.
Only unsympathetic. I'm feeling wretched. It's a good thing we don't have any children.
Oh, dear.
I can just imagine what kind of a life a poor little child would have in this house.
Mm.
To have a father who constantly raves and rants, selfish and thoughtless. Man who can't bear the sight of his own child.
What are you talking about?
Me, sick and dead, and the poor little infant crying in the crib, crying his heart out for a little attention.
Blanche!
I
don't you stop knocking yourself out? You know, I had to be on my toes when I get to Las Vegas. Do you want me to lose my job?
I don't care if you do.
Blanche, I beg you, don't make me miss that plane.
Why do you have to go? Why doesn't your boss take the plane?
My boss is an old man, and he's confined to a wheelchair. He's a sexagenarian.
Imagine, at his age, too. Why do you work for such horrible people, John?
There's nothing wrong with my boss.
Well, I won't sleep a wink all the time you're away. You going on a safe airplane?
There's no danger. Just go to sleep and don't worry.
Well, get me my sleeping pills from the bathroom.
Sleeping pills? Why don't you take them before you go to bed? It's almost time to get up.
Don't hurry up and get them before I fall asleep.
Who stole my slipper?
I packed it away in your satchel. Have you got the key?
It hasn't got a lock. I'll have to cut the string. Probably at the bottom of the bag.
John, I thought you said it was a safe plane.
It is safe.
Then why are you taking that parachute?
What parachute? These are the shorts you gave me for Christmas.
Don't wrinkle them like that. Can't you find your slipper?
I got it. One slipper. The only man in the world with one slipper.
Oh, stop complaining.
How can a man check into a hotel with one slipper?
Lots of men have checked into hotels with worse things. Give me my sleeping pills.
I can't find any sleeping pills.
They're on the top shelf in the green bottle.
Are these the sleeping pills?
Sure they are.
I've been taking three a day. I thought they were vitamin capsules. No wonder they didn't pep me up. Put out the lights.
Wait a minute. How do you expect me to take a pill? Get me a glass of water, John.
Oh, nuts.
Don't disturb the canary.
Okay, okay. Here's your water. Here. Good night.
John?
Hmm?
This water tastes funny. Did you let it run?
No.
Why not?
The cat was sleeping in the sink and I didn't want to disturb it.
Well, where did you get the water?
I dipped it out of the goldfish bowl. Don't get hysterical. Water's all right. I took it out of the icebox. Put out the lights and let me sleep.
I'd have been asleep hours ago if it wasn't for your snoring.
Oh. Can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hersey says you snore because you have a long pedicle and it dangles on your esophagus.
Put out the lights.
He says he can cure it in his office with a very simple operation. Why don't you let him fix it?
I'll go down there when I get back.
Say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let Dr. Hersey pull out your pedicle.
Are you out of your mind, Blanche? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not going to let that horse doctor chop on my pedicle.
He got to tell me this.
I don't care if he shoots it off with a .22. Nobody is going to pull out my pedicle. Now, will you please let me close my eyes for 5 minutes?
I bet you'd do it quick enough if Gloria Gooseby asked
you. Don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
If you were married to her, she'd scream so loud you'd give up in a hurry.
She always screams and I never give up. Gloria Gooseby, and I wish her husband Leo was not dead, too.
What have you got against Leo?
Nothing. I'm so exhausted, I don't know what I'm saying. Please, Blanche, can't you understand? I got to be in shape for my trip in the morning.
Well, all right. Have you got your plane ticket?
No, I didn't have time to pick it up. I'll get it at the airport.
What are you going to do for money?
I've got enough. There's plenty in the sugar bowl.
There's nothing in the sugar bowl.
There is, too. I looked last night.
You didn't look tonight.
Well, I'm not going to get up and look. Blanche, you didn't.
Didn't I?
You couldn't. I mean, you wouldn't take
that. You don't really have to make this trip, John, and I was just thinking...
The money, Blanche.
Yes, well, I have an opportunity to get a sweet little hat. You can wear it with the brim up or you can turn it down. It's $50.
Turn it down.
Well, I was thinking...
Blanche, stop thinking so much. Where is my plane fare?
I haven't got it, John.
What? Oh, Blanche, don't tell me you spent it on something foolish.
No, I gave it to a bookbinder.
A bookbinder? What do we need with a bookbinder? Our book is in perfect condition.
Not that kind of a bookbinder. This man goes to the racetrack. He's a trout.
Trout? Racetrack? Oh, Blanche, did you bet that money with a bookmaker?
I was doing it for you, John. I wanted to make enough money so you could buy me a new fur coat for my birthday.
Doing it for me? How can you squander my money like that? I deny myself everything. I've been sewing collars on your old bloomers and wearing them for turtlenecks.
I don't even drink my bourbon anymore. I just chew on the cork and hit myself over the head with a bottle. I never spent a penny on myself.
You bought a tie pin last week.
It wasn't a tie pin. It was a hypodermic needle. I've been sweating my blood. To me, Blanche, things are going to be different around here. From now on, I'm going to spend the money and you can do the working.
What?
I'm going to blow every penny on myself. Buy all the things I've always longed for. New pants with zippers instead of paper clips. Real face lotion instead of fly spray. I'm even going to buy 3 silver faucets for the bathtub.
3 faucets?
Hot, cold, and bourbon. And if you want to bet on the races, I'll give you something to bet on. You're going to buy me a racehorse.
John, you're out of your mind. I can't get you a racehorse.
Yes, you can. They sell them at the racetrack. You hear me?
All right, I'll go in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and buy me a horse.
Stop yelling at me like that.
I don't care. You've had it coming to you for a long time.
Never been so unhappy in all my life. To think I had to meet a man with such an awful disposition. I wish I had known that you were such a terrible, low-down character before I married you.
Go on, you knew it, and so did everybody else.
How any man could have such a savage temper. Believe me, John Dickerson, I'd pack up and go home to my mother if it wasn't for one thing.
What's that?
My mother packed up and went home to her mother.
Listen, Blanche, do you think I enjoy sitting up all night fighting like this? Have you ever asked yourself the reason why we argue so much?
I can't understand it.
Well, just think for a minute. Why is it that an easygoing fella, a guy who would run a mile to avoid a fight, why is it that I turn into a demon every night of my life?
You've got me, John.
That's the reason. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.
Well, and there you go. You have another round or two, maybe, with the Bickersons, John and Blanche, and Frances Langford being Blanche, and Don Ameche, with such a long career as John. He, I think, his last public performance was in the film Cocoon.
Oh, yes. I believe you're right.
Where, and it actually was, in a way, it was sort of like a John Bickerson character, because he suddenly had all kinds of energy, and you actually see him breakdancing.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Film. Now that you mentioned
that. That was Don Ameche at the end of a very long radio, TV, and film career, and here in the Bickersons at the top of his form. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. We're into the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to Old Time Radio Drama on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're hoping to hear from you, as you've heard from us for the last, well, who knows how many weeks. Could have been hundreds of weeks. We've had this program on the air on one night or the other since 1989. That's a lot of old time radio. Maybe you've been listening since then and never called in yet.
Now would be a great time to do so, because we've got a brand new goal for this hour, and we should break that down to what, Norman, would you say about 20 callers?
Yep, 20 callers would do it between now and 10.
All right, well, let's start the phones ringing at 800-383-9772. We'd like 20 calls before 10 o'clock tonight, and that will put us in fine shape towards making our financial goal to help keeping Wisconsin Public Radio healthy and help shorten the drive by just a bit. 800-383-9772. I'd like to thank the people who called during the last hour. We had quite a few of them, actually, and from all over the state. That's always nice to see. Folks up in Sturgeon Bay, Delane, listening there tonight, Phoebe in Richland Center. Looks forward to Saturday and Sunday nights.
Thank you, Phoebe.
And I like this one, Jane in Manitowoc. She lived through old-time radio and is now glad to hear it on Saturdays as well. So
thank
good
you.
To have you along, Jane.
Thanks, Jane. Appreciate your contact.
800-383-9772 is the toll-free number that you can call with your pledge of support. Help support old-time radio in its new home, its new place, and Saturday night's relatively new. Moved here, I think we began broadcasting this last July.
Yep.
Made a couple of program changes here, and one of them was to add additional old-time radio hours. It has been a wild success, actually, on Sunday nights.
So far, yeah.
So far, and that continues.
Popular on Saturday nights, too, so far. But every week is a new week, and We don't know what's going to happen until you call in or web in. We really don't know how successful it will be as a self-sustaining thing. I do hear a phone ringing back there in Pledge Central. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for that call to 1-800-383-9772. Looks like about another 19 calls for this hour at the average pledge of 100, but if it's a $50 call, that's great. Mm-hmm. Remember, it lasts an entire year, whatever the amount. And we also know that we have a lot of young people listening, and they may not have the wherewithal of some of the more seasoned listeners to old-time radio.
That was a nice way of putting it.
Of course, we don't expect as much from you. Thank you for that call. We appreciate each one. It's a vote for old-time radio, whatever the amount. We have mentioned that the $120 level, which is $10 a month, gets you the member card with all the two-for-one dining. We're still offering that. I don't know how much longer. Certainly not past 10 o'clock tonight, I can tell you that. Whether it's, and of course, we'll have it tomorrow, too. But who knows how long those will be available. It's a good deal.
It is a good deal. The member benefit card offers two-for-one entrees at over 250 restaurants around Wisconsin. And in the time that we've been using the member card, it's grown quite a bit. And they have expanded the list of restaurants that are being offered throughout the state. And as well, they're starting to get into some other cultural things as well. So a couple of the symphonies around the state will offer two-for-one tickets or a certain percentage off admission to museums and that sort of thing. And I have to tell you, that's right up the alleys that a lot of public radio types frequent. And so if that is up your alley and saving money is up your alley and supporting old-time radio is all up your alley.
You have quite an alley.
You've got, well, it sounds like we're in old London where all the alleys are sort of converging. And let them converge on our Pledge Central tonight at 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772.
There's our first pledge up there for this hour.
Welcome. Oh, so it is.
Welcome.
Good to have you along. 800-383-9772. So we're making some progress towards our goal.
19 more to go. Yeah, 19 more calls during this hour. We're going to be going to Escape shortly. We'll hear something called the Adaptive Ultimate, which is an early episode of Escape.
The Adaptive Ultimate.
That's what it's called. Okay. It sounds almost like, that title sounds like it could be more like from X-1. Actually, the story almost does, too. It has a scientific theme to it.
It sounds like an English role. You can't do that because that is an adaptive ultimate, and you can only use that. That's what it sounds like.
You know, our ultimate goal here is $2,000 for this hour, and we hope that you will adapt to help us reach it by going to the phone and calling 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org. If you make the phone call, you will hear that ring around the world. If you've got somebody listening in San Francisco and you call them and say, you know, I'm going to call and support old time radio in a few minutes, just you listen and you'll hear the phone ring. That's going to be me.
Yeah, do that.
I think you'll find that it works very smoothly and efficiently, and that your pledge turns into programming here at Old Time Radio each Saturday and Sunday night for the year to come.
800-383-9772. And we mentioned Elaine, who called from Sturgeon Bay before. And one of the things she said, she likes the programs, of course, but she used the phrase, better than TV. Mm-hmm. Says old-time radio is better than TV. And, you know, there are people who are going to argue that point. But
thanks
for
the compliment.
Yeah, I would say thanks for the compliment. But it is really interesting how particularly some of the old-time radio shows really do draw pictures and do force you to use your imagination and do put you in a place that is really interesting and in a place that TV really can't put you in. And it's the kind of thing that you don't find. And for whatever reason, and I'm not sure why this is, because I've heard modern radio drama, and the production is better. They've got more tools at their disposal, and it seems to be missing something, and I've never quite figured out what it is.
It doesn't quite have the ability to transport you to that different place and time and frame of mind.
But this does. The old-time radio programs, we talking about Escape and all the, you know, we've got, what else, Dimension X coming up tonight and the Green Hornet, they do take you to a different place. And in that sense, it is better than TV. You don't have to worry about mounting it on your wall, for one thing. That's, you know, that's always a benefit as far as I'm concerned.
You can even listen while you're driving, which I don't recommend with television.
800-383-9772.
We'll hope to hear from you. Hope to see these numbers go up in support of old-time radio drama this Saturday. We'd like to do our part here at Old-Time Radio to get this pledge drive done sooner rather than later. And point with some pride and satisfaction to the amount of support that we have for old-time radio. And you can be part of that tonight when you call 1-800-383-9772. That's right, 1-800-383-9772. And thanks for making that call. Or you can also go to the web at wpr.org. Now, speaking of being transported to another time and another way of thinking, this is Escape, the Adaptive Ultimate, from March 26th, 1949. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all?
We offer you Escape. Escape, transcribed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
You are standing outside a room, horror gripping you. While before your eyes, seen through the transom window, the most beautiful girl in the world is about to die because of you.
Today we escape from reality with a fascinating story of a girl who lived a weird second life, as John Jessel told it in his gripping story, The Adaptive Ultimate.
No, Daniel, I can't do it. You have a very interesting theory,
but... It's more than a theory, Dr. Bach. I've proved it. It works. I tried my serum on tubercular guinea pigs, and it cured them. They adapted themselves to the tubercular bacillus and live. I tried my serum on a dog with rabies. He adapted himself, too. I tried it on a cat with a broken spine. The cat instantly adapted itself to its injury so that the spine had time to knit and heal. Don't you see what a tremendous discovery this is?
Yes, perhaps.
Well, think what that would mean in accident cases. There'd be no further need for emergency surgery. Don't you see that? No matter what the condition, the injury to the body, a mere injection of my serum would permit the patient instantly to adapt himself to his condition and live.
No matter what his injury.
Exactly.
A serum made from insects.
From a common fruit fly, the most adaptable of living organisms. Tear off a wing and it grows a new one. Tear off its head even. Stick on a new head and that too will adhere in time. Think of imparting that same adaptability to human beings.
To grow new heads, it has merit.
Oh, now, please, Dr. Bach.
All right. No, seriously. I know this may be a great thing, but to permit you to experiment on a human being, no.
The most hopeless case you can find, Dr. Bach. Someone already doomed.
Well, if someday I discover in the hospital a hopeless case, understand it will be hopeless.
I understand.
And if the patient shall consent, then you will have your human guinea pig. Well, Dr. Scott, you requisitioned for yourself a hopeless case. Permit me. Here is your guinea pig.
What is it, Dr. Bach? TB?
Yeah, final stage. A matter of hours at most. She might have been attractive once, but now, hair like string, skinny like a skeleton, and flesh like wax.
Dr. Bach, you call this a fair test? I said hopeless, but I didn't say a corpse.
The lady is returning to life, such as it is. Well, Dr. Scott, I regret I have not a more palatable subject for your experiment, but this is what I promised, a hopeless case.
It's all right, I'll try it. Oh, what's her name?
Let me see. It's on the chart here. Zelas.
What was that?
Her name is Kira Zelas.
Oh. Oh.
Young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Permit me. I am Dr. Hermann Bach, chief of the staff. And I would like to introduce one of our promising young doctors.
He wants a date, I suppose.
Miss Zelas.
Hello, brown eyes.
What?
Your eyes are brown, aren't they?
Miss Zelas, you see, I've perfected a serum.
I like brown eyes.
This serum might help you, but it has never been tried on a human being before. Well, I thought if you have no objection...
What are the odds?
Odds? Well, actually, you've everything to gain.
And nothing to lose.
Well?
How right you are. Okay. I'm all yours, brown eyes. Go ahead. Experiment away.
Dr. Bach, prepare her arm.
"24 hours and she is yet alive. I would have said yesterday it would be impossible she should survive the night. So it is now 48 hours and she actually seems better. But miracles such as this have happened before and without serums. A week and she still lives. Each day she becomes better. It is miraculous. The spots on her lungs are disappearing. Her coughing is stopped. There is no sign of bacillus in the culture. But even more amazing, a reaction to abrasions, skin punctures. Yesterday I took a blood specimen. Before I had 1 cc, the puncture in her skin had closed. Yes, in 30 seconds. The ordinary person, it takes a day, 2 days for it to heal. With Miss Kira Zelas, 30 seconds. It is amazing. Then I will not dispute it. Your serum has worked a miracle. She is cured. And now I must just discharge her from the hospital.
But, well, Dr. Bach,
oh, you had forgotten that time must come sometime, hmm? But you see, I must. She is cured, and we need the room.
Well, yes. Yes, I know, but... Well, she should be under observation. We don't know what effects will show up.
I think, Daniel, you have an extraordinary interest in Miss Zelas. So, I have asked her to come here. She is outside. Shall we invite her in?
Why, yes, of course.
Send in Miss Zelas, please. Now, observe well your miracle. Miss Zelas, come in, come in. Sit down.
Thanks. Oh, hello, brown eyes.
Hello, Kira.
I have sent for you, Miss Zelas, because I have good news. Today I am discharging you from the hospital.
Oh?
Yeah? Today you are free to go. That pleases you?
Madly.
Kira, you have people, perhaps? A family?
Aren't we all brothers and sisters under the skin?
Miss Zelas, I will come to the point. I wish to make you a proposition. I mean purely a scientific...
Yes, I know. An experiment. Yeah,
precisely. We are interested, Dr. Scott and I, to observe the further effects of the serum he gave you.
Yes?
I will pay you board and room and $30 a week. You will live at my house. I have a housekeeper, Mrs. Getz. She will look after you. Is that satisfactory?
Wouldn't I be a fool to say no?
Excellent, excellent.
Does Brown Eyes live there, too?
No, but Dr. Scott will continue to have a clinical interest in the experiment. Miss Zelas, have no fear.
Good.
Yes. Well, it is now almost time for dinner. I will take you, Miss Zelas. You will join us, Dr. Scott?
Why, yes, fine, Dr. Bach.
Very well. We shall meet outside in, what, 10 minutes?
That'll do me nicely.
Miss Zelas, you wish to wait here or maybe outside? A little fresh air?
I think I could use a little air.
Good. There is a little park across the street. You will find benches there to rest. We will meet at the front entrance in 10 minutes.
Dr. Bach, what is it? What's the matter?
Some sort of commotion across the street in the park. Oh. Where is Kira?
Well, I thought she'd be here with you.
Perhaps she is still over there in the park.
What do you suppose? Come on! Dr. Bach, it is Kira. Kira, let me through, please.
Kira!
Let us through, please. Officer, what's happened? What is this? Why are you holding this lady?
You know this woman?
Yes, of course. What is it? What's the matter here?
Lenny, your lady friend here merely walks up to an old gent about 60 or so, picks up a nice hefty rock and beats his brains out.
Officer, there must be some awful mistake.
Yeah, her mistake. Cold-blooded murder. Come on, sister, there's the wagon.
But, officer, listen...
You'd better come along, too, mister. Mona Lisa here don't seem to be much in the mood for talking. We'll need someone to tell the desk sergeant her name.
Kira, this is terrible, seeing you here like this. I've got to get you out of here. I've got to help you.
She is not so bad when you're here.
Well, listen, this is all a terrible mistake. If you'll tell me what...
Mistake?
Why, yes, of course. You... Kira, you didn't kill that man.
If I said yes, what would you do?
Why, I'd tell him you weren't responsible. I'd tell him about the serum. I'd tell him it was my fault that somehow the serum I gave you caused your mind to snap something. That would be the only explanation.
You'd do this? Ruin your career, no doubt, just to save me.
Well, yes, of course I would.
And what would they do to me?
I don't know exactly. Put you away under observation or something. Kira, we...
Then my answer's no, I did not kill the man. Oh, don't worry. I won't be convicted. I'll take care of myself very well. I'll, as you say, adapt myself to the situation.
All right now, Mr. Salvatore, continue. Tell the court in your own words precisely what happened.
This old man, you see, is buying circus peanuts from me every day. For months, every day. And this one day, he pull out his pocketbook, his billfold, and I'm a look, it's stuffed with the bills, the big money. He says, Salvatore, can I make a change for $20? And I'm a laugh. I'm a say, mister, I'm a peanut man. You take the peanuts and you pay me tomorrow. He said, thank you very much. He turn around, and then here's this dame, she pick up all... Oh, it's a great, the biggest stone, and it conks him. It's a murder.
I object, Your Honor.
Objection sustained.
Continue, Mr. Salvatore.
Oh, it's nothing more to say. This dame, she bend over, and she reach in his pocket to take the money. I'm a grabber, people come, police come, and
Mr.
grab...
Mr. Salvatore, can you describe this young lady to us?
Oh, see, I remember her very well. She's skinny. She's ain't no beauty, you know. She got the black suit, the brown hair, eyes, don't know, dark, you know, maybe brown or blue.
Thank you, Mr. Salvatore. Your witness.
Mr. Salvatore, you say that the young lady, the assailant, had brown hair and dark eyes?
Si. Brown hair, dark blue eyes.
And do you see the young lady in the courtroom?
Oh, si. She's a sit right to...
What's the matter, Mr. Salvatore? Are you pointing at Mrs. Ailes?
See?
May I ask the defendant to rise, please? Mrs. Ailes, will you kindly remove your hat, please?
Dr. Bach, look. Her hair, it's become the color of aluminum.
Your Honor, I submit that this defendant does not possess dark hair, nor, if you will observe, dark eyes. I am prepared, therefore, to submit a lock of her hair to be tested by any chemist the court may appoint, to prove that the pigmentation is entirely natural.
I don't believe that it is. It can't be.
Now, Mr. Salvatore, do you still say that this is the young lady you saw in the park?
I think she's...
Is she?
Mamma mia, she... No!
Wow, what's going to happen in the adaptive ultimate? Aluminum-colored hair. That's something you could pull off, I think, only in radio.
Mm-hmm. It would Imagine be hard that. To do in television.
Yeah, it would have a certain sheen to it. We're right in the middle of Escape. It's called the adaptive ultimate. It comes to us from March 26, 1949. I'm Norman Gilliland with Gene Purcell. And we'll hope to hear from you this Saturday night. If you enjoy old-time radio, if you have been enjoying it on Saturday nights in particular, I hope you'll check in with us just this one time of the year at 1-800-383-9772. we have really just between now and 10 o'clock tonight to ask you to be part of Old Time Radio Saturday Night Edition. And you can do it very easily with a phone call to 1-800-383-9772. See what happens. Don't be shy about that. This is a phone call you'll enjoy. You'll enjoy talking to the person who picks up the phone back there in Pledge Central. They will enjoy talking to you. That's why they're back there. They're volunteers. They're doing that, donating their time and energies in support of this program. And I hope that you can then just do a little bit also in the way of a pledge, making the phones ring at 1-800-383-9772 or go to the web at WPR.org. Either way, be part of the show tonight. Be the sound effects operator, and you will be heard all the places that Old Time Radio is heard this Saturday night. But make something happen here in the way of supporting Old Time Radio and casting a vote for this kind of programming for what you're going to be hearing the next 51 weekends of the year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can make something happen by calling 800-383-9772. We've got a goal this hour of 20 calls, and we've got three in the bank so far.
17 to go.
17 to go.
We've got some time, but, you know, it has a way of slipping away. Let's see if we can get those last 17 calls or web pledges. Make the phones ring. Stir things up back there in Pledge Central before we go back to Escape and find out how this is going to play out, the adaptive ultimate in this early episode of Escape. But we really hope to hear from you before time slips away. Remember the member card that you get for a $120 pledge and up. So if you wanted to pledge $240, you'd get two of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you call 1-800-383-9772, good things happen. You're supporting old-time radio drama and maybe at the $120 level and up getting some two-for-one dining all around the state. It's a good deal.
It's a great deal, and the best deal of all, of course, is the public radio programming that you're enjoying right now here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Old-time radio drama, now on a Saturday night, a new home, a new place. If it's something you've discovered in the past few months, we'd love to hear from you and hear from you with a phone call at 800-383-9772. We've had some great calls tonight. John from Oshkosh listens to Old Time Radio, and his son Alex also made a pledge tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice thanks to both
from,
of you.
Nice to hear from both John and Alex tonight.
Also heard from Bill in Dodgeville. Thanks for that call. 800-383-9772. Pledge online if you are listening from a distance, or maybe you're just working online tonight at WPR.org. It's easy to pay for your pledge. We try to make it as easy as possible for you.
Thanks for that call.
Like. Yeah, thank you.
Sound great?
Thank it you. Sounds like $1 million. Although
all calls, whether one or $1 million, sound like $1 million this Saturday night. That's a great sound. Thank you for being part of our show tonight.
800-383-9772, and you can sound like $1 million, too. It all sounds like that on the radio.
And we need, let's see, 16 more calls mm-hmm. now. 16 more to go between now and 10 o'clock, and we can call it a success. It was a little slow last hour, which is unusual. But as I said, each Saturday, each Sunday night is a different event. You just never know. But hitherto, Old Time Radio has been supported just very handsomely and generously by its many listeners out there in Wisconsin and other states. And we hope tonight we'll send out an equally strong signal with those calls to 1-800-383-9772. Let's see if we can get the phone to ring again. We do need 16 more calls between now and 10 o'clock to call it success for this hour.
Or pledge online at WPR.org. It works just as well as the phone, although it's kind of quiet, but it saves us some money on paperwork, and that is always something I think everybody can support. WPR.org, and when you're on our homepage, by the way, if you look on the upper left-hand side of the front page, you will see a little sort of gauge-looking thing, and it's measuring the progress of our pledge drive. And that's an important gauge to keep in mind, because as that red line creeps from left to right, we want it to wind up at 275,000. And when it does, the pledge drive
is over.
It's over. And I think that is a very nice perk of this particular pledge drive. It's originally been scheduled through Wednesday. I think the money around here, we've got a pool going on.
Do we?
We do.
I'm not surprised. I've heard people speculating.
We are speculating. We're speculating, and I can't tell you. I don't want to give you any inside information, but I will say before Wednesday is the current talk, current word on the street.
We certainly hope so. Well, we're at 185, just about 185,000 out of the 275. That's 90 to go. And, you know, if we can just do this one step at a time, the next call or two would put us at 185,000. And then we just need 14 more after that, and we'd have success for this hour. We'll be going back to Escape in just a couple of minutes. By the way, this is the last drive we'll have for Old Time Radio. I mean, we have tonight and tomorrow night, and then not for many moons.
Till October.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that's a long way away.
Time, so
we're going to go through spring, summer, and we'll be into
fall.
We'll be thinking about
before
snow.
Before we even ask again. And you will be enjoying Old Time Radio more. Take my word for it. You'll enjoy it more because you've pledged and made part of the program possible. Whatever the size of your pledge, too, that's the beauty of it. Even if it's a smallish pledge, you will still take pride in knowing that you have helped to make it possible for the year to come. But we need to hear those phones ring. We do need 16 more calls. We'll hope to count them down between now and 10 o'clock with a generous portion of that time devoted to the rest of Escape, tonight's adventure, the Adaptive Ultimate.
And don't forget that aluminum hair, the mystery of the aluminum hair is still looming out there. So don't forget about that. 800-383-9772. And Norman's right, it's not the size of the pledge so much, because if you can't afford a generous pledge, well, we're happy to accept that. If you can't afford as much, we're happy to accept that as too. The important thing is that you participate, that you cast your vote, and that you vote with your dollars for something that you support and something that means something to you. Public radio, old-time radio are two of those things. And so, if you've got a few minutes and a phone right now, make a call at 800-383-9772. 16 calls to go. You could be number 15. And it's interesting, Norman, and I know you've been through enough of these to have seen this. There's a point in these where there's this momentum that sort of builds.
That's right.
It's like it's all downhill.
Yes.
And we're not quite there yet.
We're not there yet. But we could be.
We could
if
be.
You call and make that phone ring back there in Pledge Central. Really stir things up, because they are hoping to hear from you, as am I, and so is Gene.
Yeah.
It's all on behalf of Old Time Radio. So thanks if you've called, and thanks if you're about to call. 1-800-383-9772. Or if you're about to go to the web at WPR.org. We return to the Adaptive Ultimate right after this on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good Lord, Dr. Bach, that hair of hers. Did you see it? It was the color of aluminum. She was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. And so she has been acquitted. They call her innocent. Daniel, I am a convert to your great principle of adaptability. But where will it end? You start with an ideal, and you wake up to discover you have created a monster.
But she was acquitted. It was all a mistake.
You really believe that?
Dr. Bach.
Yes, Mrs. Gritz?
She is healed, doctor.
She?
That woman in the newspaper.
Ah.
Kira is here?
You said she was so poor, such a church mouse. Ah, you should see her.
What do you mean, Mrs. Gritz?
So fine, so great a lady.
I'll go and talk to her, Dr. Bach.
Hello, Brown Eyes.
Hello, Kira.
Aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Oh, congratulations on your acquittal today. We were there.
I know. I sensed it. I was hurt that you didn't come up and congratulate me.
Well, there were photographers and Why, Kira, your hair, it's black again.
Isn't it always? Don't you like it?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's beautiful.
Am I beautiful, Brown Eyes?
Very, very beautiful.
And are you happy to have me back?
Yes.
I always did like Brown Eyes.
Kira.
Tell me, How do you like my new clothes? My gown?
Why, it's very nice.
Nice? It's exquisite. I have a whole new wardrobe, hat, shoes,
suits. How, Kira? Where did you get the money?
Money?
You only had $3 when you left the hospital.
Oh, so I did.
Kira. Kira, you did take that wallet from the old man.
Why, naturally.
You did murder him.
Certainly. Oh, come, don't look so shocked. Oh, I'm tired, Brown Eyes. You'll excuse me if I appropriate Dr. Bach's room. Good night.
Dr. Bach, we've got to do something.
Yes, Daniel, we do.
I haven't slept a wink all night trying to think of what we can do.
I've been here in the laboratory all night. I think I know.
What?
This serum of yours, it has accomplished a miracle, yeah. It is the adaptive ultimate. Changes that take the ordinary person days or months, she accomplishes instantly. She walks into the sunlight, she is tan. She walks out, she is pale again. When she is in danger, she adapts. She could survive the electric chair, the hangman's noose. She was in danger in the courtroom. She adapted. She changed her whole appearance at will, so she could not be identified.
Yes, I know, I know.
Oh, you must not blame yourself. You could not know what you were creating. Now, this morning, I operated on one of your guinea pigs. I found this. The pineal gland hypertrophied. That is what causes it.
Well, then we could operate and maybe change her back.
Yeah, but she can adapt to anything, anesthesia included. How can we operate unless we get her consent?
Well, perhaps.
Oh, you are dreaming, Daniel. Do you really think she will consent now? Now that she has power? Perhaps more power than any human being ever possessed before. Power for evil. And she has already killed one man, remember.
But if we watched her, Doctor, kept her under guard...
Yeah, again Pygmalion falls in love with his Galatea. No, Daniel, no. She must be destroyed. We must perform surgery at once.
Well, she'll die.
She will go back to what she was, with but a few hours to live. It is best, Daniel.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yes? Yes, Mrs. Goetz? Hmm? Thank you.
What is it, Dr. Bach?
And so perhaps she is also telepathic. She sensed what we were about to do, and now it is too late.
What do you mean?
Miss Zelos is gone. Disappeared.
Dr. Bach, did you call for me?
Yeah, Daniel. Have you seen the evening paper yet?
No, not yet.
Then here. After 2 months... There is news of our Miss Kira Zelos.
What? Let me see there. Where? Oh. The surprise of the evening was the appearance of John Kellan, ambassador at large, diplomat extraordinary, the man slated to head the forthcoming World Atomic Energy Control Commission. Mr. Kellan, one of Washington's confirmed bachelors, squired the gorgeous Kira Zelos.
You see? She has become gorgeous, our drab little urchin.
Miss Zelos, the dazzling beauty who affects a dark wig by day and a white one at night.
A great power of adaptability, courtesy of Dr. Daniel Scott. Dark by day, white by night.
Well, what are we going to do, Doctor?
Do?
The World Atomic Energy Control, the one real hope of world peace. Kira isn't interested in peace.
What can we do? Surgery, I know, but politics? We must wait and see. We must wait and see how far your mad woman will go.
Washington is agog with rumors about the romance between glamorous Kira Zelos and John Kellan, the newly appointed head of the World Atomic Energy Control, one of the most powerful political figures on the globe.
John Kellan leaves tomorrow for the crucial atomic energy conferences at Geneva, Switzerland, and sailing on the same boat as the exotic Miss Kira Zelos, with whom his name has been frequently linked. Rumor has it Miss Zelos acts as a sort of unofficial assistant to Mr. Kellan, thus making her one of the most important women in the world.
Glamorous, exotic. Of such fragile stuff is world peace fashioned these days, Daniel.
I wonder what she intends to...
Somebody calling at dinner time?
Oh, sit still, Dr. Bach. I'll see who it is. Yes? Kira!
Hello, Brown Eyes. May I come in?
Why, yes, of course.
Oh-ho! Our exotic guinea pig, hmm?
Good evening, Dr. Bach. I'm not intruding.
Of course not.
You're very kind. John and I... You've read about Mr. Callan?
Oh, yes, yes.
We're leaving for Europe tomorrow for the conferences in Switzerland.
Yes.
He had a series of meetings to attend tonight, so I told him I would stay here.
You're staying here?
I took the liberty of saying you were my uncle, Dr. Buck.
Oh.
John will call for me in the morning on his way to the airport. We're leaving at 8. I do hope I'm not too late for dinner.
Not at all. In fact, we're very happy to have you here, aren't we, Dr. Scott?
Kira.
Hello, Brown Eyes.
What are you doing out here in the garden?
Waiting for you.
You knew I'd follow you?
Of course. Have you missed me?
You know I have. Oh, Kira, listen to me. Do you love this John Callan?
When I want love, I'll come to you, Brown Eyes.
Well, then why? What is it, money?
Money? I don't need money anymore. What does an empress need with money?
Empress?
That's what you've made me. The most powerful woman the world's ever known. John Callan. He's supposed to be important. But in my hands, he's clay, to be molded as I wish. Do you see what that means?
Yes, I see. You hold the fate of the world in your hands.
Exactly. To do with as I want. And I shall. Would you like to rule the world with me, Brown Eyes?
Kira, you're evil.
What is good? What's evil? Come here, Brown Eyes. Look at me. And forget such things.
Are you asleep, Dr. Bach?
Sleep? Who can sleep?
Kira's insane, Doctor. Do you know what she's planning to do?
I heard.
Oh. Maybe we could get to this Callan.
And then what?
Well, if we could talk to him, tell him
what? Didn't I talk to you? Would you listen? Where is she?
Oh, she's gone to sleep.
I tell you, there's only one remedy, surgery. It is the only hope.
But she'll never consent to surgery, Dr. Bach, and she's probably immune to anesthesia.
Maybe not all anesthesia.
What?
Downstairs in my laboratory, I have a tank of ethyl chloride.
You mean operate here tonight?
Yeah, tonight, right here, while she sleeps. Now stop staring down at her. Pour the anesthesia onto the cone. Hurry.
That ought to be enough to anesthetize an elephant.
Onto the face, quickly.
All right.
Then, tightly, hold it close.
I'm trying. She's forcing my hands. I can't hold her. She's too strong.
Fools. Did you think you could make me unconscious? You were going to operate on me. Is that what you were planning? Or were you going to slit my throat with that scalpel? Look.
Kira, don't!
There. You see? I plunge your knife into my heart. I withdraw it. And the wound is healed. Now, go away, both of you. I want to sleep. John will be calling for me at 8.
Past 5 in the morning. 2.5 hours more and she will leave. And the world will be one step nearer chaos. We are scientists, Dan. We have a responsibility to civilization. We must find a way to destroy this...
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide,
it's a fundamental biological law. No human can survive in its own waste product. Carbon dioxide is a human waste. Dr. Bach, if we could fill the room where she's sleeping with carbon dioxide, she'd become unconscious. You could operate, then. Who are you calling?
The hospital. I will have them send over 2 tanks of carbon dioxide.
You think it should work, then?
We must try anything. Hello, this is Dr. Bach. Let me talk to surgery. Now hurry, it is an emergency.
Tube is ready.
You sealed the crack under the door?
Yes.
You closed the window?
Yes.
All right. Let us start the gas. Well, then, through the transom above the bedroom door, you will be able to observe her reactions. You placed the lighted candle inside the room?
Yes, Doctor. I left the candle on the table.
Observe it carefully.
All right.
When it goes out, your Miss Kira Zelas should be unconscious. Dan, can you see inside the room from up there?
Yes, Doctor. Candle is flickering, Doctor. Wait. No, it's still flickering. It's just gone out, Doctor.
Excellent. It means there is now a concentration of 8 or 10% carbon dioxide. The average person would long since be dead.
Doctor?
Yeah, Dan, what?
Oh, just a minute.
Yes, yes?
She's breathing much more quickly now, convulsively.
Chain stroke breathing?
She's opening her eyes now.
What?
She's getting up.
Getting up?
She's staggering. Holding her throat, Doctor. She's gasping. She's moving toward the door. She's trying to unlock the...
So.
She's seen me. She's trying to...
Well. What is it?
She's collapsed. It's over.
Yes?
How do you do, Dr. Bach? I'm John Callan.
Yes, of course. Come in.
I haven't taken you away from anything.
Oh, no. We were performing some surgery, my associate and I. I have a miniature surgery here for emergencies, and we have just finished.
Is that the patient on the table?
Yes.
Is she...
Yes, she is dead.
Too bad. Seedy-looking creature, wasn't she?
She was a charity case.
Well, I won't keep you. Is Kira here?
No, she changed her plans. She said there were some things she wished to do, and she would meet you at the airport.
Well, that's a woman's prerogative, isn't it, changing plans?
Yes.
I'd better get a move on, then. Nice to see you, Doctor. I hope we'll meet again when I return from Europe.
Yes, that will be nice, Mr. Callan, and good luck on your mission.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, Daniel, maybe we will get some sleep now. Dan.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. I was daydreaming. She's lovely, isn't she?
Lovely. Yeah, then lovely. May she always be in your memory.
Escape is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald. Today, we have presented transcribed The Adaptive Ultimate by John Jessel, adapted for radio by Chet Spurgeon and Herb Futran, with editorial supervision by John Dunkel, starring Edgar Berrier as Dr. Bach and Stacey Harris as Dan Scott. Featured in the cast were Elsie Holmes, Frank Gerstel, Larry Dobkin, Tom Charlesworth, and Ann Morrison. Special music was arranged and played by Ivan Dittmars. Next week...
You are trapped in a dark, empty house. A girl lying dead at your feet. And surrounding you, closing in on you, are the band of killers, deadly enemies of your country and yourself. And they are intent on murdering you.
Next week, we escape with the famous story, Confidential Agent, by Graham Greene. Be sure to tune in at this same time next week, when once again we offer you... Escape! This is Roy Rowan speaking for CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
An early episode of Escape, The Adaptive Ultimate. Hope you liked that aluminum hair. It came to us from March 26th, 1949. It's 6 minutes before 10. We're still hoping for 16 more calls supporting old-time radio drama before we close up the, what would we call it, the fundraising shop.
That's exactly
for this
what
Saturday
I was
night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so we hope that you will take this chance to call in, make the phone ring back there in Pledge Central, 1-800-383-9772. Show them that there's still some life in the radio on a Saturday night, and indeed there's quite a bit of it, but it's not always apparent when the phones don't ring. You can go to the web, too. It works just as well at WPR.org. Pick the amount. The main thing is just your vote for this program and your connection with it for the next 51 weeks. It all happens right here, and you can have it taken care of for an entire year with a single minute or two of a call, and as little as $5 or $10 for the year to come. And you've done it all when you call 1-800-383-9772.
800-383-9772. Just 5 minutes left in the hour. But you know what would be nice is if we had one of those organs like they were using in Escape.
Yeah, to make those stings and really make everything really accentuate. Every time a pledge came in, you
we
know,
could do we could that. Have some and every time stings. I said the phone number, it could you know, do the suspense. It would be terrific. We should
There's
work on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
15 more to go. Great.
Maybe I could bring in like a little Casio and we could work up our own little set of trills.
Yeah, little organ via portable keyboard.
800-383-9772. So now we're down to 15 calls left to go before the top of the hour. And we can do it. You know, three calls
now.
A minute. Just 14 now.
Thank you for that call. That sounds great. That's the way it should sound. Because remember, this part of the drive ends. The Saturday night part of the drive ends in 4 minutes. And you can be part of it and cast a vote. Say, not just necessarily that I listen to old-time radio on Saturday night, but that I listen during that 9 o'clock hour, and that I'm going to be listening after 10 when the Green Hornet comes on. And we, after the Green Hornet, we have more. We have Dimension X.
I like Dimension X.
Yeah. Oh, that was some of the best radio. Talk about imagination and really packing a lot into a half hour. Well, we'll have that at about 10:30 tonight. And we'll hope to hear from you and 13 others between now and 10 o'clock at 1-800-383-9772. If you're out there in the Rocky Mountains or out in Hawaii or down in Texas, you can hear us via your computer, and you can web pledge in, and that'll count too at WPR.org. But we need now, thank you
13?
For that call. 13.
We're down to 13.
13 to go.
Okay, we've got 4 minutes. We're down to 13, so we're making some very fast tracks all of a sudden. I'd like to hear the phone ring at 800-383-9772. And when we hear the phone ring, that will put us at 12.
That's right. That's the way it works. And we do have time. We do have time, but it is slipping away for you to support old-time radio on a Saturday night.
There it is. 12.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. It's 12 to go, and we've got 3 minutes, and we do have time for your call. Remember the member card, too. If you were good for $120 tonight, you get that. For every pledge, $120 and up, 2-for-1 dining at many places around the state. 2-for-1 entrees. Buy one, get one free. And you can have a lot of fun using that and getting your money, all of it back. And then you still have the satisfaction of supporting old-time radio. But we do need 12 more calls, and we've got 2.5 minutes.
And we can do it. 800-383-9772. And don't forget that every pledge we get tonight shortens the pledge drive, because it is originally scheduled to run through Wednesday, but if we hit our goal ahead of time, and we will, it will end when we hit the goal. So we'd like to hit it on Tuesday, possibly Monday. Sunday would be even better. Your call takes us one step closer to that. 800-383-9772. I think we're down to still waiting for 12 calls.
12 calls. All right. Yes, you can make that happen. The web pledges count too at WPR.org, but we'll count those phones as they ring. That's one thing we can rely on, and we hope we can rely on you just this one Saturday night of the year if you're 11.
There we go, 11.
Boy, great to hear that activity back there. It's a way of saying, yes, there is someone listening to the radio on a Saturday night, and we know in theory that you're out there, but not for sure until those phones ring. We need 11 more calls to 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org. You pick the amount. Average pledge is $100 or $120, but you pick the amount. That part is up to you. Just support this program so we know you're out there. Who's going to be next and bring us down to 10? Call 1-800-383-9772.
800-383-9772. We're down to less than a minute now. And so we're getting to the point in the night where I think we should say thank you.
Thank you.
Should definitely do that. So thanks to everyone who called or made a pledge on the web tonight. They're all greatly appreciated, and they all help to support the work here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and specifically in the last couple of hours, they all go help to support old-time radio drama. So there's still time to get in. Make your pledge count. Make your vote count at 800-383-9772.
And thanks.